Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Yeah. You're listening to Look at My Records live on Radio Free Brooklyn, January 12th, 2019, second show of the new year. I hope 2019's treating everyone really well. I'm pretty pumped to be here today. I'm doing an all Beijing playlist. My good friend from my college years, Will Griffith, he's lived in Beijing, China for about a decade, very immersed in the music scene there. He runs his own website called livebeijingmusic.com, does a lot of reviews, does a lot of photography. So he's got his finger on the pulse there. Every time he comes back to visit, he gives me some goodies. Gave me a nice little flash drive containing hundreds of songs of his favorites of the year 2018 in Beijing, in and around Beijing, I should say, because some of these bands are from the area of Beijing. And I loved it. I've been listening to a lot of this stuff nonstop, and I curated a playlist just for you guys. If you're interested in learning more about the Beijing music scene, this is a great place to start. And then go check out Will's website, livebeijingmusic.com. But we kicked off the program with probably my favorite find of the flash drive, a band called The 20s. And they've been together since 2013, but they just put out their self-titled debut album last July. It's very fuzzy, very lo-fi. Definitely reminds me of all the great 90s alternative bands like Pavement. Kind of like had a Liz Phair vibe too. But shout out to The 20s. And that song was called 1986. It's the lead single off of that self-titled debut album. You can get it via digital download on Bandcamp, the20s.bandcamp.com. And second track we heard was called Battle Song by the Berlin Psycho Nurses. Ooh, and I really loved that one. Kind of had more of a Joy Division, Nick Cave vibe. And that was off of their debut EP. I believe it's self-titled. No, it's called Hardcore Horses. No, Hardcore Horse, singular. Not trying to get all plural into something that's singular, guys. But they're from Hunan, China. And I loved that one. Berlin Psycho Nurses Battle Song. You can find them on Bandcamp as well, Berlin Psycho Nurses. So go check them out if you liked that song. And we're going to keep it going. We're going to play some more Beijing artists. This next one, I feel like all my friends out there, my power pop fans, fans of the power pop genre, you Nick Cave fans, you Paul Collins Beat fans, you're going to love this one. I really, really like this song. It's a band called the Sino Hearts, and it's the title track off of, well, it's not the title track. This is a single, and it's off of their 2018 album, Leave the World Behind. But I believe this is the lead single. It's called Bittersweet. And then we got some tunes from Trip Fuel coming up as well, and a couple of more. So enjoy, sit back, and take a journey to the other side of the world, the Beijing music scene. This one is called Bittersweets by the Sino Hearts.
I'm going down the tunnel, fear of the losing anything. sweet eyes you are. I hope your love's eyes sweet eyes you are. I hope your dreams eyes you are. I hope your love's eyes sweet eyes you are. I don't want to live without you. I don't want to die.
Yeah, welcome back, everyone, to this all Beijing China hour of music on Radio Free Brooklyn. Heard three really great songs in that set. Gotta say, I'm really pleased with what we played, kicking off that set with Bittersweet by the Sino Hearts. That's some serious power pop. It's the title track off of their 2018 album, Leave the World Behind. Well, it's not the title track. I'm stupidly reading what I wrote about it, which is incorrect. It's just the single off of Leave the World Behind, everyone. So enjoy that one. They're on Facebook. I gotta tell you guys, it's a little tough prepping for this show. A lot of the artist titles and song titles for some of these are in Mandarin or Chinese, and it's tough to figure out exactly what it means. I've been using Google Translate for some of them, and it's a little more accurate. And then if you search a little more, there are write-ups on it, like on livebeijingmusic.com. Will wrote some great little blurbs about some of these records, so check that out, and that helped guide me a little bit. But some of these, couldn't figure it out and just had to throw it into Google Translate. Also, some of the bands don't have a presence on Facebook. And if you copy what the symbols in Mandarin or Chinese and put them into Google, I wasn't really finding much luck. So for some of these, I'm just giving you my best estimate or guess as to what the name of the band is. And if I find more information, I will get everyone that info when this episode's archived. But after the Sino Hearts, I had no problem finding out info about this band, Trip Fuel. It's called Die, 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 and it's off of their debut album that was released this year called Departure. And they're from Hefei, H-E-F-E-I, in China. And it was released on Wuhan's Wild Records, and kind of had like a post-rock, shoegaze, dream pop vibe. And I really, really liked it. So shout out to Trip Fuel. They are on Facebook. So like Trip Fuel on Facebook and check out their debut album, Departure. And that one was called Die, Die, Die. No spaces between Die, Die, Die. This next one, I did have a little trouble figuring out what was going on with the name of this band. But the song I know is called Puzzle. And the name of the band translates to Sweet and Mourning. So that's what I could tell you about that. I'll throw up a playlist, an iTunes playlist of these for everyone to have and figure it out. I could not figure out the name of the record, but it's got some cute little cover art of two cartoony people holding hands and stuff. And it's really nice. And it's a beautiful song, right? I loved that song. So keep it up, Sweet and Mourning. Mourning as in M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Not sure if there may be nothing that really translates directly to what the band's name is, but that's what Google Translate told me. So I'm going to stick with that. Puzzle by Sweet and Mourning was the last song in that set, everyone. All right, so you guys know we got Radio Free Brooklyn DJ Night coming up this Monday. I will be DJing along with Executive Director Tom Tenney, and a few other Radio Free Brooklyn hosts will be DJing, spinning their own tunes. It's at Pine Box Rock Shop, which is just around the corner from here on 92 Grattan Street. Monday, January 14th, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Admission is free. Come out if you live in the neighborhood, grab a drink. And I'll be spinning some tunes. Tom Tenney will be spinning some tunes. Maybe some other people like John Luca. Who knows who else, but we'll all be here. So come check that out. Not sure how you guys are listening to the show today, but did you know Radio Free Brooklyn has an app and you can download it for your iPhone or Android? RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/iPhone, RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/Android to take Radio Free Brooklyn on the go with you on your smartphone. Shit, that's awesome. I also encourage you to sign up for the newsletter. You'll get updates like shit about this DJ night, special offers on RFB swag, ticket giveaways, interviews, events, and more. sign up. I highly recommend signing up. I'm a subscriber to this Radio Free Brooklyn newsletter. It's a dope newsletter. RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/newsletter to subscribe. And of course, we love donations. We operate primarily on donations that we receive from lovely listeners like yourselves, anyone listening out there. And guess what? Radio Free Brooklyn's a 501c3 charitable organization, which means that all donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. If you'd like to donate, RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/donate. You can also donate towards our after school program, which is starting very soon. It's going to be a great program that's operating out of here, our building, 100 Bogart in Bushwick, and it's going to give an opportunity to several local teenagers to learn media literacy through media making using a hands-on approach guided by local professionals. And if you're interested in participating or donating to this program, please go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/afterschool. I know y'all love helping the youths out there. I love helping youths. So do it. Donate to the after school program. Again, that is RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/afterschool. We're going to keep it going. We've got several more Beijing-based artists to share with you. We got Zoo Gazer, Peach Illusion, Crate, and Lonely Cookies, East Lake Swimming. I can't remember if Lonely Cookies is the name of the band or the name of the song. So I will figure that out for you, and we'll be back. But check this one out by Zoo Gazer. This song is called 24FP Summer. And I love the title. So keep it up, Zoo Gazer. This is off of their record, self-titled record, I believe, that came out last year. So check it out, Zoo Gazer people. We'll be right back.
一、二、三、四。 Thank you.
You're listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. Hope you've been enjoying this all Beijing playlist I've been sharing with you on this chilly Saturday afternoon. It is definitely cold out. And it's not super hot in the Radio Free Brooklyn studios anymore, which is great because we were having some temperature issues. But I've been sitting here very comfortably, thank goodness. Let's give you a recap of that set. Again, we heard a song by the band Zoogazer off of their record. It's self-titled record. I could tell because I'm looking at the same set of Chinese symbols exactly under artist and album title. And the song was called 24FP Summer. Hope you guys really like that. I love that one. They are great shoegaze sounding band, very pop oriented, really good stuff. That was released on Key Snack Records last year. And then after that, we heard Peach Illusion, which is a synth pop duo from Beijing, made up of vocalist OO and producer CC. And CC is in another Beijing band called the White Tulips, and he plays the keys in that band. And the name of the song we heard was Take It Easy off of their self-titled EP, which was released in July of last year. Had a little jangle to it, right? And if you guys know me, you know I love the jangle. Love the jangle. After that, guys, I figured out what the name of the band is. It's called East Lake Swimming. That's the name of the band. Very similar name to the Canadian band Great Lake Swimmers. I believe they're Canadian. If they're not, someone correct me. I'm not going to look that up right now. I haven't thought about the band Great Lake Swimmers in quite some time. But East Lake Swimming made me think of them. So shout out to East Lake Swimming from Beijing. Great, great indie pop out of Wuhan. And that's their 2018 EP called Lonely Cookies. It was the title track. Go check it out. That is on Bandcamp. So if you search East Lake Swimming Lonely Cookies, you'll be able to find it in the Bandcamp universe. The next song we heard was a really fun song called Rock City Beishi Zhao by the band called Thin City. And in April of last year, they released their debut 7-inch, which I've heard it's hard to get vinyl pressed in China. Very prohibitively expensive. So that was cool that they were able to do that. This 7-inch was called Rock City Beige Zhao, which is a song we heard. And the B-side is called The Loop. And that's on Bandcamp, too. I'm thinking of getting it. Only $10 shipping from China. 7-inch costs $10, the shipping, same price, but I liked it a lot. I think it was really worth it. That was released in April of last year. The next song had a bit of a trouble figuring out what's this band name? What's this band name translate to? What's this song translate to? So I'm going to give it my best shot, people. I believe the song is called 1992, and the band is called Galaxy Submarine, and the album is called Milky Way Drive. And I wish I could find out more about this band, because that was one of my favorite songs that I played of the whole show. So shout out to Galaxy Submarine, 1992. That's a really good song. We played two songs titled that were just years. We kicked off the show with 1986, and we're about to wrap up the show with 1992. How about that? Shout out to you Beijing bands and naming songs after years. One I was alive for, 1992. One I was not alive for, 1986. But that's okay. I've read a lot about 1986, and it sounds like it was a great year. Shout out to the 20s. That was the first song we played of the show. All right, we're wrapping up. We're coming to the end of the program, but I'm going to leave you guys with one more song. It's a punk rock anthem, And it is appropriately titled Beijing Punks. And the band's name translates to barbed. That is B-A-R-B-E-D. And it's punky. We'll be up in the punks in Beijing by listening to this song. And it's another one I really liked. So I guess I hope you really enjoyed the show. Gave you a small sample of some of Beijing's finest musical acts. And they're really awesome releases in 2018. Shout out to my good buddy Will Griffith. If you're interested in learning more, his site is called livebeijingmusic.com. But we're wrapping up the show with Beijing Punk by Barbed. See you next week.